Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good Friday afternoon, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Sup.
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 Holiday week is upon us.
Is it Friday yet?
It is Friday.
Oh.
Merciful Jesus. We're going out to dinner. We're going to celebrate Lydia's birthday tonight, my niece.
Good. Yeah. Where are we going?
We're going to the family favorite Zinzetti's.
Oh, good. Good for you.
You ever been?
I have not.
You've never been to Zinzetti's?
No. Where is it?
What is it?
It's about 90. Would you mind, Kramer, looking up the cross?
95th-ish and Metcalf-ish?
Yes.
Yeah, over there in that corridor.
Mm-hmm. And it is a gigantic, it is the greatest buffet.
Oh, it's a buffet.
Of all time.
Is it a pasta buffet?
There is pasta.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There is pasta.
It's called what now?
Zinzetti's.
Is it a sit-down, like... You know,
very much so.
It's not like a Sweet Tomatoes where you just go and grab a salad and go.
No. You sit down. We've reserved a room.
Okay.
We have a large gathering tonight.
I will have to put that. Is there wine?
You can order wine.
Okay. There is alcohol because, you know, a lot of buffets, no alcohol.
Right. And no alcohol, no Dana.
Well, I'm just saying, if I had my choice, I'd rather have it than not.
It's Zinzetti's. It's Italian.
Okay, I know.
Of course there's wine.
I'm so glad.
So yes, you can order wine.
Is it Zinzetti's or Chinzetti's?
It's Chinzetti. It's spelled with a C-Z-I-N.
C-I-N-Z-E-T-T-I.
Yeah, off 91st Street.
Say it again?
Off 91st Street.
91st and Metcalf, okay.
All right.
So it's just down the road here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I brought my dress-up gear, so I'll be wearing long sweatpants.
Oh my God.
And a Nebraska hoodie.
Smart.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Instead of what I'm currently wearing, which is shorts and an orange Adidas sweatshirt.
And an orange hoodie.
So I'm getting dressed up tonight.
We have to get up at 5 a.m. to go see Mom and Dad. And dare I say, I don't know that I've been this excited for a trip in a long time.
Flying or driving?
We are Dan, please. It's like a 42,000-hour drive. We have never all been together with Mom and Dad down in the Gulf, ever.
Okay.
Because when we would vacation and the kids were smaller, it was so expensive. I would like take the girls 1 year. I would take the boys 1 year.
They haven't been there that long.
You know, my grandparents were always down there. So we would go and we would kind of trade off, if you will. Well, you know this, as your adult children get older, they spread out. And then after this year, who knows, right? And so I do think this is the perfect time, snapshot in time, for all of us to go in mass and go see Mom and Dad. And I mean, all five of those babies are coming.
When do you fly?
Johnny and I leave tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then the kids are coming a little bit later because they've still got school.
You just completely moved Olivia into the family.
Oh, but it's been 3 years. Yes. She's the fifth baby. It's like the fifth Beatle. She's my fifth baby. And she's coming.
Who was the fifth Beatle?
Was it Ravi? Was it Nora Jones' father?
I have no idea.
He was the sitar. He was the sitar player for the Beatles.
Wait, what?
That anyway, was not the fifth Beatle.
We're all going down south. You're going to laugh. Was it Peter somebody?
Yes.
Frampton?
No.
No.
His name was Pete Best.
My dad, you're going to laugh at this. Well, you go down south all the time, Dan. My dad goes, you know, bring a jacket. It's the temperatures are bottoming out here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like,
what are they,
oh,
in the 60s?
Gotta be kidding me. So we
at
look
night?
Up. Yeah, we look up last night and I'm freaking out that we're gonna get there and there's gonna be snow on the ground. It's gonna be a high of 70 and a low of 55.
Wait, uh-huh. What town do they live? They live by Biloxi.
Better
right?
Bring a jacket. Like, are you serious right now?
They live by Biloxi, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're gonna look up the temperatures for the upcoming week.
I'm so excited.
It's all relative.
It is all
so
relative.
So right now it's 76.
How quickly they forget. They've only been down there 4 years. How quickly they forget.
You know, I grew up in South Carolina, so we would do Thanksgiving in South Carolina, of course. And you get excited because it's the season. It's Thanksgiving. The leaves have fallen, et cetera. And so you put on your best sweater. You dress up for the season because it's Thanksgiving. And it's South Carolina, and all of a sudden, you know, it's 75 degrees, and you're peeling everything off.
Right.
This is just every year.
It's a horrible way to live,
Dana,
Dan.
My heart is just going to break for you. Tomorrow, 80.
I know.
For the high. A little bit of afternoon sun. Do I sound like Neville Miller yet?
You do.
75 on Sunday, 76 on Monday, 78 on Tuesday. 70 Thanksgiving Day, cold front moves in. It's going to be 65.
So that's
pressure going to be.
That's what he was talking about. He said Thanksgiving Day, the bottom drops out, and I'm like, what do you mean the bottom drops out? It's going to be 65.
What a bunch of wimps.
I know, Lord.
Can you go to the ocean and get in it?
5 minutes away. No, it'd be a little chilly to get
chilly.
In.
Too chilly.
Yeah, the Gulf's chilly,
and the Gulf water is it's not crystal blue. Let's just say it's. It's more like the Mighty Muddy Mo.
Boy, you're not selling me on going down there for a vacation.
It's beautiful down there, but it's not. You've got to get to like
Pensacola,
Gulf Shores, or Pensacola for a little lighter water. But yeah, it's my happy place. You know that. I'm so excited.
Okay, I go to Cancun and I can see through the water.
Yeah, no, you cannot do that in Biloxi.
Huh?
No, it's good though. It's beautiful.
Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. Emma Willis is arguably the country's most famous caregiver right now. She has talked at length about Bruce Willis's FTD diagnosis and how it has twisted and tangled her happy life into something devastating.
Of course.
She's come in for a round of criticism because she has allowed him to go into a care facility.
Oh, you're not allowed to judge anyone in that position.
I would agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But here, there's something in this story that I wanted to bring to your attention. They go into what FTD is. Hemming Willis, 47, has a care team in place for him and has learned so much on her caregiving journey that she's even written a book about it, The Unexpected Journey.
This is wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Post Demi Moore.
Yeah.
But apparently Demi Moore is still in the picture. You know, she shows up, which that would be kind of weird for me.
No.
I mean,
By now, when you're dealing with somebody that's got a medical issue.
All hands on deck.
Yeah. I think if I was going through a medical issue and T was taking care of me and Shonda would show up from time to time, like...
Because you're there for the kids.
And they've been divorced for years.
Yeah. It says here, we're not thinking about care and or our care plans. Bruce Willis thought he was going to live forever, the story in the USA Today goes. Hemming and Bruce, never talked about end-of-life care.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, everybody has to have that conversation.
Well, there's an age gap between the two.
Well, it doesn't matter.
She's only 47.
It doesn't matter. You could get clocked on the head in your 30s.
Well, but Dan, the fact that there is an age gap only tells me that he should have told her, I'm going before you. That's a fact, Jack.
Right.
She didn't learn about it until she had to. Only 32% of U.S. adults have a will.
I would have guessed it was lower.
That details what to do with their assets and their belongings once they're dead. You know what? I'm embarrassed to say I have a very loosely written will. I am going in on Monday.
Good.
Commander Jesse Reed has convinced me to do this. I go in Monday. I'm going to creative planning. Yep. Shameless plug for him. And I meet with a lawyer on Monday morning, and we're going to sit down and decide once
you have
I die.
You have to write it down, Scott, because if you don't, the courts decide. It gets tied up in probate forever. The and tax ramifications are horrible on those left behind.
So it's not just for your things and the disbursement of your things. It's about what to do when you are in care and who gets to make the decisions.
Power of medical, power of attorney.
All of that stuff.
We'll talk about it when we come back. If you don't have that done, I mean, not to make Thanksgiving awkward, you need to talk to your parents about it.
So I'm going in on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And we're doing my will and trust Monday morning. And I can't decide who gets that one very rare Thin Lizzy CD. I just can't decide.
Why don't you have your daughter's arm wrestle for it?
Mm.
Remember Aretha Franklin wrote it down and stuffed it in her couch? Like the courts... For what, 5 years we're trying to figure out who gets her money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be Aretha.
Scott, maybe ask them beforehand, hey, everybody, anybody interested in this stuff? And if they say no, then you can find somebody who actually wants your
stuff. I'll be your power of medical.
Oh, no, 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 no,
Claire!
I want that show to myself. Everybody back up.
You need some bed space in this hospital? Yeah, he can move along.
Would you pull the plug on me?
What do you mean when I pull the plug on you?
I think the question is very clear. Would you pull the plug on me?
I would do as your will and trust directed, whether I agreed with it or not. That's the point of the living will and trust.
If the doctor said he has a chance of coming back, would you go, pull?
No, not at all. Because you're going to write that out. All of that is going to be written down.
As of Monday. But what if I went into a coma tomorrow? And you said, I'm here to take over. I know him better than anybody.
I would not do that. I would talk to your daughters and I would say, why didn't he make the appointment before Monday? And I want that CD.
You know, your dad said to me off the air that if he was ever in a coma, he would want you to pull the plug.
She's dancing around.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. 913-586-7798. Only 32% of Americans have a will. Only 32%. I find that number very hard to believe. Yet very easy to believe. 913-586-7798.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Yes, Sam returns on Monday, but Kramer, you have been doing an excellent job,
standing
young man.
Job. Thank you. Appreciate that.
By the way, if you head out to the Holiday Boutique in Overland Park today or tomorrow, I believe it's open until tomorrow, maybe Sunday, actually Sunday.
He'd be slinging some dip.
He is slinging dip. So make sure you swing by and say hello to Sam.
By the way, someone asked me yesterday, what does slinging dip mean? And I go, no, actually, he sells dip. They thought we were talking about something like code. Code that they didn't understand. And I go, like, dip. And then the reply was, like, tobacco? And I go, no, like, you take a pretzel and you shove it in, like, cream cheese and dill. And it's really bad for you, but it tastes glorious.
And then you say, I love that.
And,
he
love
slings
that.
The dip
and
into a container
for you. He slings
it
at you. Yes.
No. He slings it into a container and you take it home. And he's been doing it for many years. So if you head out to the Holiday Boutique... Say hello to young Sam Stevie III. Kim on line one. Kim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. So I just wanted to tag on to the conversation about the wills that and give a little added information. So I used to manage a DMV here in Missouri, and Missouri is a no-will state. So although a will is great, especially like for medical directives, let's say you passed away and someone brought in your will to the DMV and said, it said on there that you wanted so-and-so to have your truck.
Okay.
Well, we cannot take a will in the state of Missouri. Now, if you had a TOD on your title, that's fine. But if you just came in, said, hey, my uncle died, he left me this truck.
Right.
Missouri's a no-will state. So
you have to have a transfer. TOD is transfer on death or transfer upon death.
That is correct. Now, when our mother passed away, she did not have a will, but she set my eldest brother as a...
executor?
Executor of the estate, and everything went as smooth as it could be.
Good.
Now, she passed away of cancer, so there wasn't, you know, really any medical directives needed, but I did want to say that wills don't always work.
They don't always fix.
Especially in Missouri.
They don't always fix everything, Kim, but I would still say you need one. Even in Missouri, I would say you need one and do a transfer on death with your personal property.
Yes, or an executor of your state.
So
have one person in charge of bank accounts, cars, everything, and they can do with it as maybe your will states, and it does not have to go to court.
Kim, thank you so much.
So
what you need to do is just at Thanksgiving dinner, you know, you're all sitting around as a family, just make it as awkward as possible and be like, you know what? We're going to have this out. Mom, who's your favorite?
Oh, that's Steve. No.
Your potatoes are lovely today. They're really good. There's no lumps in the mashed potatoes at all.
Mom, this is the best stuffing of all time.
Who's
your favorite,
Who gets
Steve?
Your car? Let's just have it out.
My brother has always been the favorite.
And then you arm wrestle to the death.
Do you think your parents have a favorite?
It's like the feats of strength.
You didn't answer my question.
No. My parents have always been so right down the middle, it's obnoxious. Like, well, your brother borrowed $6, so we're going to mail you a check for $6. Like, there's two of us, obviously. They are so down the middle. With four, it's hard to be down the middle. We try.
Do you have a favorite?
No. My favorite quote is my favorite child is the one standing in front of me.
That is so lame.
No, it's not. It's true.
Let me ask you this, and you don't have to say. I don't even want to know if it's a girl or a boy.
There is no favorite.
There is no favorite.
And what's funny is all four children would say, point to their left and point to a different sibling. I mean, they just would. You know, every child has their strengths and are more like you or more like their father or mother. And they're all unique and they're all different. There's absolutely no favorite. I swear to God, there's no favorite.
The only thing I have going for me is that I look like my dad.
Within your mom's eyes, you look like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think at Thanksgiving, you should say, Dad would be just so disappointed if you didn't split the estate 60-40.
No, I mean, I know she's going to split it 50-50, and of course I will
what
as well.
What if it was 51-49?
Well, then I would know the truth. That I would know the truth finally at last.
Okay. Coming up, I want to talk to our DoorDash drivers, and here's why. For about a second, Jack did DoorDash, and he told me about it.
The favorite?
No, he was. This was a couple years ago.
So he wasn't the favorite yet.
Right before he had his first big boy job, during the summers, he was DoorDashing. And I found out about it, and within about 30 seconds, I begged him to not do that anymore because he told me he had a couple of interesting encounters. And I remember saying to him, like, it's wear and tear on your car, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not worth the $2 you're making to deliver it. It's not worth your safety, all of those things. And I know if you're listening and you're a Dasher, you know what I'm talking about. There is a delivery woman who has been arrested after filming her customer through the door naked.
Hmm.
She thought he was trying to sexually assault her. No, he was just passed out on his couch. And I want to hear from our DoorDashers what is the weirdest thing. Because I'll tell you one of my son's stories. And when he told me the story, I go, we're done.
A lot of people don't DoorDash sober.
We're done.
You would agree with that?
Yeah, I said to him, we're done. Why are you doing this? Okay. I don't like this.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39, the airing of the grievances, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com, soon to be opening a store in Lawrence.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So a 23-year-old DoorDash delivery driver in New York named Olivia Henderson has been arrested. She showed up at a customer's house only to find the front door ajar and a man sprawled unconscious on the couch, naked from the waist down. Henderson said the sight of the sprawled out naked man felt deliberate to shock or intimidate her. And as a woman, if I was single and DoorDashing, and the door is open and there's some naked dude there, Scott, I don't
drop the food and go.
I would probably think the same thing. Unsure of the man's intentions or of what was even going on at all, she pulled out her phone and started recording. She filmed the man from the outside of the house, then posted the video to TikTok. It soon blew up. Henderson framed the experience that she felt victimized, arguing that no one, DoorDash delivery person or otherwise, should have to lay eyes on a customer's genitalia while on the job. And she blasted the police department for doing nothing. DoorDash fired back with a clarification because they deactivated her account. They said, "We didn't deactivate you because you were afraid and didn't know what was going on. We deactivated you for filming a customer inside of his own home, broadcasting it to millions of strangers on TikTok. And when it all came out in the wash,
great point.
He had passed out drunk on the couch, sans pants."
I would bet 50% of the people that order Uber Eats or DoorDash do so, and thank God they do it, because they're hammered.
Police say that does not constitute a crime, nor does it constitute sex assault. The man made a series of poor choices that ultimately led to some, quote, unfortunate timing. She has been arrested and charged with two felonies, unlawful surveillance and dissemination of an unlawful surveillance image. She was released pending her court date and has since gone silent on TikTok.
Why did she have to put it on TikTok?
She didn't. She's a 20-something, saw a naked dude and was like, what's happening here?
I understand, but didn't you, dissemination of a picture.
He was in his private home, naked or not, he's in his own home.
How did she disseminate it?
TikTok.
I just asked you, why did she put it on TikTok?
Because she's a 20-something.
But you said she didn't. So she did put it on TikTok.
She did, because that's what 20-somethings do.
Well, that's wrong.
Now, he would probably say, I wish I had passed out with my pants on.
Most of us do.
And I'd love to talk to our DoorDash drivers. The one story that Jack told me, and I'm like, we're done. You know, it's like midnight. He goes to deliver the food. It's at a place that he's not super familiar with. And it's a woman on the other end of the line. She's like, just come up to the like third floor, turn left, and then just come on in. And he says he gets to the door. The door is ajar. There is a woman in her robe. The robe is open, and she's on the other side of the room. He said, I just set the food at the door, turned around, and walked off. And I said, we are never, ever doing this again, ever.
Did he?
No.
913-586-7798. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon,
hi,
guys.
Bud.
Happy Best Friday.
Same to you.
I used to be a DoorDash driver. I now driver for Lyft, and I have ran into the same situation that your son has got into. And I mean, I've driven intoxicated people, and I mean, this driver that did that, I mean, that was an unfortunate thing that she did, and she will get her punishment, whatever the case may be. I mean, that's just not something that you broadcast to millions of people on TikTok. That would be something that you might share with your girlfriend or something, but not to 20 million people. And that
Kurt,
was just,
Kurt, let me ask you, if he was stumbling drunk outside of the house on the lawn or something, I don't even know that we'd be discussing. You would be like, all right, oh my God, weirdo, put pants on. He was in his own home on his own couch.
Kurt, let me ask you this. How much money can one make doing DoorDash or Uber Eats per month?
It would depend on a lot of factors.
I know. How many hours are you willing to work? What hours are you willing to work, et cetera? But how much, yeah. Let me just ask you, if you don't want to answer, just say it's none of your business. How much were you making a month doing DoorDash?
I will defer. It just depends on each customer that they ordered. If it was a big order, if it was a small order or whatever, it can be, you know, a very small amount, or it can be a big amount, depending on if it's a family of four or a family of two.
Were you able to make a living doing it?
Yes. In many days I did. Other times it wasn't, depending on what day it was, if people got paid, that kind of thing. It, the same thing happens with Lyft and Uber also. And the most rides that I get basically are from the airport to XYZ ABC.
Right.
So, but no, what the lady did, that's inexcusable. It's something that she shouldn't have done. And you're right there, 20-somethings, they post everything known to man on the internet. And, you know, it's clickbait. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, she got clicks, but, you know, she lost her job, and I feel sorry for the man. Like, this is wholly avoidable. I'm sure the door was ajar because he knew DoorDash was coming.
Then he passed out.
Probably didn't know his driver was female, male, or otherwise, as drunk as he was.
The instructions were to leave the food on the front step, right?
And then drive away.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have the right. I mean, tell me the difference between I'm a DoorDash driver, and I go up to a door, and it's ajar. And I look into the home, and there's a guy naked on his couch, and I photograph him, than it is if you're a peeping Tom.
There is no difference at all.
That's exactly right.
And when
right.
Jack told me that story, he goes, that's weird, right? And I go, this is exactly why I told you I didn't want you doing this, because, you know, what if she then calls police and says, there's some guy at my door, you know? I said, we're done. We're done with this experiment.
This is a young woman. She's what, 23?
Yes.
And of that age in this modern era where a lot of folks of that age don't really understand much of the world around them or
how
to process the world around them, assuming that something is wrong when it's just a guy on his couch.
Not every pantsless man is a pervert. Now, 99% of the time, I'm with you, girl.
But then she's claiming, I was sexually assaulted because I saw a man naked in his home. It's like, all right, miss.
What did he look like, Dan? No, I'm kidding. How bad was this?
Did he have a white goatee? Mildly receding hairline?
I've never DoorDashed.
He's like, it was shock and awe.
A North Face vest.
It was shock and awe, right?
Glasses.
I have been assaulted. My eyes have been assaulted, sir.
Did he repeatedly talk about in his sleep, EDC, EDC.
I am outfitted for a hike in case one breaks out.
Yes, you are. You never know when a hike's going to break out,
That's
Dan.
Right.
Nature calls.
By the way, two people on the text line have both said they make more than $4,000 a month.
Good.
Delivering groceries. Two different people say the same thing. Hmm. I make more than $4,000 a month delivering groceries
Good.
For Instacart.
There
Good.
Are some people that will hustle and they will, yeah.
I love our Instacarters. I tip well. I love it.
Now, that's only $48,000 a month. Or a year, beg your pardon.
Well, but if that is supplemental income, Scott, you know, you do have wear and tear on your car, and it does take time to go. In fact, when I Instacart, we don't do it very often, but a couple times a month, it will say, you know, Dan will be there soon with your delivery. He has multiple orders, which says to me,
what does that mean?
DoorDasher Dan is going into one store, buying enough for 6 or 8 DoorDash customers, and then going all over town in a geofenced area, like Mission, Kansas or whatever, dropping off customer A, dropping off customer B. And if you do it that way and you're efficient about it, mm-hmm. I think you probably make even more money.
Do you tip an Instacarter?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's like an automatic fee, and then for excellent service.
Oh, it's modern era. You're supposed to tip on everything.
Well, but it says, and they're doing my grocery shopping,
yeah,
Dan.
I was going to say for that.
For a service like that, yeah.
I have never, other than maybe a pizza delivery driver, I have never had anything delivered to my home. And even now with pizza, I just go and pick it up. It's right down the street.
It's, yeah.
Guess what I had delivered today?
I'm afraid to ask.
I thought it was shoes. Sadly, it was not. I ended up with an extra carbon monoxide detector.
So now we're up to 23?
Yes, we're up to 23.
My.
Because the company that produced the first ones were so excited that I'm alive, they said, we'll send you more.
Carbon. Tell me how many. You're wrapped in bubble wrap.
Tell me how many you really have.
There's four now in a house that's not very big. They're about every 6 feet. I know. I got you. So I took the one that they sent me today. And I put it on Sam's desk, and when he gets back on Monday, there's a little Thanksgiving surprise for Sam. It says, "Dear Sam, please don't die. Great talk. Thanks, Dana."
When he's done slapping dip.
He's going to sling his dip.
Sling his dip.
He'll be back on the air on Monday, and dip he slinger. Will have a carbon monoxide detector.
Okay. I think that's very sweet.
Talk to your family about CO detectors and wills. It'd be a rockin' Christmas. Actually, do it after you've been drinking.
Dan, what?
You want to have the will conversation after everybody gets loaded during Thanksgiving.
No. I asked you earlier.
The keys to the castle?
I asked you earlier. I don't remember the answer. Do you have a will?
Yes.
No.
It has not been updated, but our meeting with our finance person is next week.
Really?
Yeah. For the same
when
same
you're
reason.
In Mississippi.
Same reason. This the day we get back.
It's going to be hard to prove to be accurate. Next week when we're in Mississippi. We're going to meet with a financial advisor.
You know, don't you remember my mom saying, you know, after she lost her dad first and then her mom.
So you said, don't have an appointment, do you?
Yeah, we do.
Be honest.
Yes, we do. She said, why do we make dying so difficult in America? Why do we make it so hard?
Is there a place where it's easy?
For those who are left with, you know, you've heard Michael Mackey talk about this, Scott. His dad had every I dotted and every D crossed.
Yeah, but there was only one child.
It still took a year and a half to settle that estate, Scott. He had everything done, and it still took him a year and a half. And my mom's right. We should not make it so difficult on those left behind after we check out.
But as the adult, as the older adult, as the parent, et cetera, it's on you to
see
to your paperwork.
See to your paperwork.
So I'm going to leave some to T.
That's nice.
And most to Sarah and Maya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it should work.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm going to do on Monday.
What about us?
Ain't getting a damn thing, bro. 913-586-7798.
Send us a DoorDash meal, maybe?
Maybe one. 586.
A thin Lizzie CD.
I'll give you like Thanks. Jailbreak. The easiest one to find. We have
straight to eBay.
We have Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. So, you know, during the course of 2025, everybody was bragging about how much Bitcoin had gone way up. I mean, it was the investor's dream. It has shed $800 billion in 1 month.
Yeah.
It has lost, Bitcoin has lost all of its gains for 2025 in 1 month.
Yeah. That's why I don't invest in fake things.
And by the way, if you go into, and I was at a gas station the other day filling up, and it said Bitcoin ATM inside.
Yeah, that's what they're using to scam old people.
I think we had this report last month, Dana. 70% of all of those transactions are fraudulent. 70%. So
I don't understand why we are allowing those in gas stations, because there's no legitimate reason to go into a gas station and need that service. So True. The people who are going in with an envelope full of $16,000 and all of their savings with some guy on the phone screaming at them to, you know, shove this thing into the machine are being scammed. And one of those scams about a week and a half ago was stopped in Leawood by an alert.
Police officer. He just happened to be in the store.
One was a police officer that happened to be in the store. That was in Olathe, I believe. Okay. And then right after that, there was an alert worker at the convenience store in Leawood who saw this woman that looked confused, and she had some guy on speakerphone, and she's looking at this machine, and he called police, mm-hmm. went over to her and said, "Ma'am, just give me a minute. I think this might be a scam." And then, you know, the people on the other end of the phone are saying, "Don't talk to
police.
Don't
listen to them.
We think they're in on it. Yep. They don't know, you know." So it's so sad. Mm-hmm. I do not know why we're allowing those machines in convenience stores. If you really needed a Bitcoin machine and you understood what Bitcoin was, you would know where to go and what to do with it.
If you really wanted to invest in Bitcoin, you'd go to Bitcoin.com or whatever it is.
Mom and pop convenience store.
All right, Kramer, you are the sports expert on the show.
Oh, sweet. I don't talk about it.
The Chiefs are 5-5.
Correct.
The Texans last night with their backup quarterback beat the Buffalo Bills. They're now 6-5, throwing the AFC playoff race into a complete
tizzy.
Chaotic mess.
It's in a tizzy.
The Chiefs play the Colts this weekend. The Colts are 8-2. If they lose to the Colts, is the season over?
You could probably put the writing on the wall. It could be, but they could also win out. I mean, this team could flip the switch, and then they get those one score
and win
games.
Out. Yeah. And Alex Gold did say, because I spent some time with the Sports Boys earlier today, that they would not be statistically eliminated if we lose this weekend. But I mean, come on,
all but finished.
It would be
after the Colts. They
unbelievable if they went on that run.
After mm-hmm. the Colts, they have the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving. Ooh. Then the Texans, who beat the Bills last night. The Chargers, the Titans, the Broncos, who they lost to earlier this season, and the Raiders, that's an easy win.
They have to play out of their socks from here on. No mistakes from here on out.
Especially for these next 3 weeks. Because you have to beat the Texans when you play the Texans.
That game last night was crazy. Did you see one of the referees got carted off? People were getting injured.
Like I told you guys before we started, one less Chiefs person on there.
So two of the teams that they play the remainder of the season have losing records.
I don't know.
Only two.
What, Titans and Raiders?
Check that. Dallas technically has a losing record at 4-5-1.
But they are a different team with the Quinnen Williams on defense.
Okay, I have no idea what you just said.
That their defense has gotten better since the trade deadline, as I should say.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I can't wait, but I'm also very nervous.
So four of the teams that they play here on out have winning records. Three have losing records, and the Cowboys mm-hmm. are 4-5-1.
What time's the game Sunday?
I believe it's at 3:35.
It's at noon.
Oh, is it at noon?
Yep.
Okay.
Good. Sorry. I was thinking of the Cowboys game. I've already moved on to next week. Yeah, so they played noon this weekend and then 3:30 on Thanksgiving Day. Oh, very exciting.
All right.
Very exciting. Amazon has begun issuing payments to eligible Prime members as part of its $2.5 billion settlement.
How much do I get?
With the FTC, probably about $3 or $4. The e-commerce giant agreed to the payouts in September to resolve a 2023 lawsuit in which the FTC accused Amazon of misleading customers into enrolling in Prime and then making it difficult for them to cancel their membership.
Mm-hmm.
Under the settlement, Amazon agreed to pay $1 billion in civil penalties, $1.5 billion to eligible customers. Now, how much money will eligible customers receive?
16 cents.
the maximum is $51. Oh.
And you know how much paperwork you have to fill out? You have to agree to never sue them, and you have to also prove that you were victimized.
All right, here's how you become a eligible customer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be an Amazon Prime customer in the United States.
Okay, check.
You use no more than 3 Amazon Prime benefits in any 12-month period.
Okay.
And you signed up for an Amazon Prime subscription through a challenged enrollment flow.
No one even knows what that means.
Between June 23rd, 2019 and June 23rd, 2025.
I'm a victim counselor. I want my $51. Why do they make it so hard?
Up to $51.
You know, that means one penny is up to $51.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck chasing that down.
913-586-7798 here on this Festivus Friday on Dana and Parks.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.